Michael Bublé, I'll Never Smile Again, and that's a song that was written by Toronto singer-songwriter and big band pianist Ruth Lowe and made famous by Frank Sinatra in 1940 when it topped Billboard's first official music chart. Take a listen. The song has since been covered by dozens of other singers and is beloved by Hollywood, featured in films like Good Morning Vietnam and The Color of Money. Ruth Lowe's son is Tom Sandler, who joins us now on what would have been his mom's 111th birthday. Welcome to the Afternoon Express, Tom.
Well, thank you very much. It's so nice to be on the air and talk to you about this.
And I know it's important to you and your family that your mother's memory continues to live on. A female songwriter in the 1930s was almost unheard of. Do people think you're pulling their leg when you say that your mom wrote this song?
That's a good question. But no one's not believed me, but they're just amazed to hear that what she did and that it was a woman who did it. They don't know the story. She was on the road with an all-women's jazz orchestra, and she met a fellow in Chicago when she was 23. She lost her dad when she was about 17, had to support the family, got a job with the most famous all-women's jazz band, the Ina Ray Hutton Band, fell in love, got married, and then a year into their marriage, he passed away during surgery, and she was only 23. She came back to Toronto and sat down one night, was completely heartbroken, and she just started to play how she felt. And so this beautiful song was written in about 15 minutes called I'll Never Smile Again. And she was working at the CBC at the time. She went in and played it to Percy Faith, who was a conductor for the CBC orchestra. He loved the song, and he recorded it, and it was aired on the CBC before Sinatra ever heard it, and Dorsey. And she set up a meeting with the two of them, and they were looking for a song. Tommy Dorsey just hired Frank Sinatra, and she walked in with a 78, which was unusual for a young woman. And she was very attractive, my mom, too, so that didn't hurt. And she played him this song, and Tommy Dorsey said, wow, that's an incredible song. That's the song. And they were looking for a song to launch Frank's career. And so they grabbed it and published it, and Sinatra recorded it, and it went through the roof. And the timing of the song was interesting, and it just struck the heartstrings of the nation, all done by a Canadian woman.
I'm speaking with Tom Sandler, the son of Ruth Lowe, a Torontonian who was also an extraordinary singer-songwriter who wrote I'll Never Smile Again, which was made famous by Frank Sinatra, among other tunes. Did she talk about what it was like to have written a hit song?
Well, she knew what she had done, and she knew how big it was and important it was. And she was an amazing musician. She and Sinatra remained sort of pals through their whole lives. Sinatra was crazy about my mom and her writing. He always put emphasis on the writer of the songs, not the performer. In those days, the performers never wrote their own songs. Now it's different, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing it. I hope if there's any young songwriters listening that they are inspired know that anybody can, you know, if it's in your heart.
Yeah, the story itself is very important as the song is, you know, is great. So it's very inspiring, that story, to keep going no matter what this happens to you. Don't give up. Don't quit. And you can knock one out of the park. You know, it's a great inspirational story.
It is. Thanks so much for joining us, Tom.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.